Well, if you're wondering where this year's monsoon rains are and that thunder that we just heard there, you are not alone. While temperatures this week are expected to approach 115, there don't look to be any storms in sight, at least not for the next few days. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke more about this with Matt Pace. Pace is an air quality meteorologist with the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality.
So are we all just complaining about nothing, or has this monsoon season been kind of a dud so far when it comes to rainfall?
Sadly, this one has been a dud so far this year. We've only received 0.27 inches of rain at Phoenix Sky Harbor, and we should be sitting right around about an inch or so far this year. So we're actually the fifth least rainfall that we've seen monsoon to date. That's June 15th to current. So certainly has been extremely, extremely dry, and it all has to do with the pressure pattern that has set up. Typically, we see that big area of high pressure sitting right over the Four Corners, and you got to remember high pressure, it's clockwise rotation. So that brings air in from the south and the southeast, a lot of moisture with it. This year, unfortunately, it's been pushed a little off towards the east, sitting over Texas. That means a southwest flow. That means very dry air has moved into the state.
Why has that happened?
So what we've seen is it kind of relates back to what we saw at the beginning of the year, stretching the very first part of the summer, where it was really cool. We saw some storm systems move through, so we were kind of blessed with that. It wasn't that hot of a summer to start off. But the problem was those low pressure centers, that trough of low pressure sitting off the west coast of the United States, it hasn't really moved, and that forces that high further over. Typically, we don't want to see any low pressure systems off the coast of California. Now we're seeing them. Our high pressure can't set up. We don't get that big monsoon pattern and the moisture into the state.
Is there any hope of reversing that in the monsoon time we have left?
That's the tricky thing. Typically, when you see this kind of pattern set up, especially here in the middle of the monsoon, you don't have a lot of chance left to get that rain to get it back to average for this time of year. But with that said, you still can get a lot of tropical activity. This is the time period now, the end of August into September, when we start to look for those tropical systems along the west coast of Mexico. If we can get at least one of those moving up into Arizona, that generally results in a lot of moisture and a lot of rainfall here in the valley. If you remember back to 2014, September 8th, when we had the widespread flooding around Phoenix, we actually had 3.29 inches of rain in one day. So we can certainly swing that average from being below average to above average, but all the recipes have to come together. But right now, sitting at only 0.27 inches of rain, it's going to take quite a bit.
Yeah, that seems pretty far below where we're supposed to be. It seems like it would take a lot to make that up.
It would take a lot. And that's one of the things with monsoon as well. It's so very spotty. I mean, even this year, when you look at some of the rainfall totals around the valley, the winner right now is Mesa, the north part of Mesa, where they've seen about 1.7 inches of rain. So some locations are doing a little better. But the spotty nature, if you go over towards Surprise at Dysart and Grant, they've only seen about 0.14 inches of rain. You go 1 mile north, it's over an inch of rain that they've seen. So we need to get that rain over Sky Harbor, over that rain gauge to get it into the rain bucket to make it official for monsoon.
That kind of raises the question, though. I mean, yes, Sky Harbor is obviously the official gauge, but it sounds like maybe it hasn't been quite as bad. Still not great, but maybe not quite as bad in certain parts of the valley.
Yeah, certainly some parts of the valley have seen that rain, but they've been extremely isolated. It's like the storm that we saw pop up over Tempe and Gilbert last Friday. You had a storm that was probably only 2 square miles in size. For the most part, the state, it's dry as a whole. Flagstaff is currently sitting over 3.5 inches below average for this time of year. We're seeing some of these fires continue to burn up in the high country because it has been so dry. Even Prescott sitting at about 2.5 inches below average as well. So for the most part, unfortunately, the state has been completely dry.
Is it especially noticeable because we had such a wet, relatively winter and spring?
And I think that's one of the things. We had that really nice, cool spring. Even that very first part of summer, it was nice and cool. We saw those storm systems move in. And now we're sitting a string of 110-degree days. We have the second most 114-degree days possible for any given year. So it has been hot. So when you start to compare how nice it was in that May and then all of a sudden it hits you, I think it is. It just feels different. It feels hotter. And then, of course, you have the moisture with it as well.
Has the lack of rain contributed to the air quality problems we've been seeing this summer?
And that's one of the interesting things. So certainly the past couple weeks, we have seen ozone start to go up with that high pressure sitting over the region, just hot air and not a lot of movement around with storm activity outflows moving through. We have seen a string of ozone exceedances here in the valley. So ozone has been moving up. But as far as PM10, that's the dust that's in the air, the wet winter we had stretching to the very first part of summer, that actually helped our air quality Valley when it came to that PM10. We haven't seen those huge dust storms move through. So while it's dry right now, the rain that we had in the winter actually helped us as far as our PM10 is concerned when it comes to air quality.
Does what we're seeing now in any way foreshadow what to expect this winter?
And that is actually the good news. Since it's been dry, that has no correlation whatsoever what will happen in the winter. They're completely separate.
There's still hope.
There is still hope out there that we'll finish the year at or above average. So we'll keep our fingers crossed.
All right. So look into your crystal ball for a minute, if you could. I mean, you are a meteorologist. That's kind of what you do, right? So you said it's kind of tricky to predict what this last month or so of the monsoon will look like. Do you have a gut feeling as to whether or not we'll see maybe not enough rain to get us back up to normal, but more than we've seen so far?
I think we'll certainly see some more rain before all is said and done. At least that's our hope as a meteorologist, that we'll see some more rain, get some active weather in here. But certainly that end of September, when we start to see that moisture from the tropical systems move in, and then we start to get some of those winter storms moving in from the Pacific Northwest, when that combines with that monsoon moisture, we typically start to see some days of pretty heavy rainfall there in September. So I still think September, we've got some good chances of some rain out there, even coming in later this week into the weekend. We could easily see some rain. So fingers crossed.
We just have to hold out for a few more weeks, and it sounds
like. Just hold out for a few more weeks.
All right. That's Matt Pace, an air quality meteorologist with the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The skies might be dry this season so far, but our monsoon series is not. That series continues this week, and you can take part. Just share your best or most wild monsoon story by leaving us a voicemail at 480-774-8299, or share your favorite monsoon that you took at monsoon.kjzz.org. Your story could end up on the air, and your photo will be featured on our website.